Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Still feel like we're all on holidays. It's lovely.
It's gorgeous. It's the only thing is this working thing.
I know.
It's the only thing that's... Like, don't get me wrong, I love seeing you every day. But, you know, it's just...
Well, you meant us. I thought you meant, like, people...
Well, everybody, yeah. Like
real work.
If we didn't have to go to work as well, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Give us 2 weeks off and stay at home now.
Well, I mean, it is an orange heat warning. We should all stay indoors or away from our jobs anyway.
Yeah, but it's not Dublin, though, is it?
I don't know.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so the Sains, mate, at the seaside, anywhere last night, yesterday, just, like, crowds, 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. It was amazing.
Absolute scenes.
Okay, so here's, I'm going to give you, you tell me who wins the headline battle, okay? I'm not even going to influence you by telling you who wrote what. So this is the front page of many papers this morning, and it's about the Puck Fair, and the King Puck, which is the goat, has to be taken down off the stand, right? Because it's too hot.
Goat is in greatest of all time, or
no, an actual goat. So you know the fair, the Puck Fair, so Kilorglan, they put a goat up on top of a big stand. And they leave him there for 2 or 3 days. They feed him and give him drink and everything. But he's the king.
Leave him on his own.
Yeah, and then they have.
What about at nighttime?
It's a very ancient festival. Nighttime, yeah.
There's no one read him a story or like put him to bed.
He's the king. He's the king goat, and they worship him, right? So a wild goat crowned King Puck was yesterday taken down from his cage as temperatures soared to 30.4 degrees Celsius. So normally they would always leave him up there. He was in the shade and everything. And they took him down, gave him some cold water.
Give him a hat or anything like?
A crown. He's the king.
I know, but from the sun, to protect him from the sun. A crown won't protect, that'll just get hot.
Now, back in the day, before people cared about anything, they would have just left him up there and he would have been cooked.
That's not very nice either.
They probably would have eaten him around a fire. You know?
What's the point of this? Like, what did they achieve from
it? It's an ancient festival, just like, you know, you have the Pamplona run.
Yeah, they used to burn people at the stake. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, but like the Pamplona, they'll still run the bulls through the town, and like these are ancient. They you know, I'm all in favour of keeping these traditions, but not if the animals get hurt.
I'm like, think of the Rose of Tralee. That's an ancient tradition. No one gets hurt.
It's not ancient.
Well, it's ancient by our standards.
It's ancient, out of date.
Out of date.
Yeah, but it's not ancient like that.
Anyway, that's your power tip is.
I'd rather this state than the Rose of Tralee, the lovely girls' competition. Okay. Right. So here's the headline. Right. So front page because it's silly season. Right. So, the goat escape.
Okay.
You can rate these out of 10.
Right.
What'd you give that?
And the goat escape. Yeah.
Too hot to trot.
Yeah, that's better.
You think that? Okay. What'd you give that out?
Maybe 7.5.
7.5. It's too Puck King hot.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's an 8.5.
And for Puck sake.
Similar. 8.5.
Well, it's going with the obvious sort of. Yeah. Tower too hot for festival's wild goat. So okay. All goats look like they're smiling. So the goat looks all right. But
wouldn't you smile after 3 days up in that hill by yourself?
So how would you describe it? It's like scaffolding up in the middle of the square. The goats reel up high. And
okay.
Back in the day, you would have eat, drank, and be merry around the goat this time of year to celebrate whatever.
I think that's why the pub, the goat, is called the goat. Because you eat, drink, and be merry.
Yeah, I thought it could be.
Interesting. Thomas the Tank Engine fans have gone off the rails after being warned not to refer to the fat controller. Visitors to the tourist attraction were told fat is a slur, so it should be named by the real name, Sir Topham Hatt. We were talking about the Fat Controller when a staff member stepped in, and no, in certain terms we were told no one could use such a slur. Yeah. Certainly kids are told today it's not a nice word.
It's like, I remember reading Roald Dahl stuff to my kids, and back in the day when he wrote stuff, it was all fine, but there were some of the things...
I've had to skip a few words in the twits and things like that. Yeah,
there's like there's some of the stuff is kind of mean and sort of language, sort of like, you know, you're fat and whatever it is, and sort of mean stuff and sort
definitely
of maybe slightly sexist-y stuff.
Even
now,
Fantastic Mr. Fox, one of the farmers, was a little bit fond of the old... No, the guy who was into the cider was quite thin. Anyway, there was a bigger lad.
Anyway, I don't rewrite Roald Dahl stuff. I've a lot of time for him, but I skipped over a few things.
I might just go, oh, that's a different word.
I just didn't want any questions. Well, that's a bit mean, is it, Dad? Yeah, it is, yeah.
Getting told one thing in school and then you bring me home and give me a story.
Say farewell to the tenner flights. Fuel prices mean no return to the best budget deal, says Michael O'Leary.
Ah, Michael, was there ever really 10 euros? By the time you add it on all the click and add your button in and your fuel surcharge...
And this is your biggest fan, Michael, if you are listening.
Was it ever really 10 euro? Like, he's terms and conditions apply.
Anyway, so yeah, he said that soaring fuel and oil prices in an interview. So I noticed that fuel prices are coming down a little bit.
Yeah, so when the barrel of oil drops and the prices are announced it's going to drop, it takes a while for the process to refine the oil into, for example, petrol. That can take up to a month.
Okay.
So, but having said all that... They're as quick to they don't take 3 or 4 weeks to put it up.
No, that's, you know, like overnight, isn't it?
So they're not refining anything that time.
From midnight to night. Yeah.
But yeah, someone doesn't click their fingers, a Saudi lad, and suddenly it's turned into petrol from oil.
Yes,
but
indeed.
Anyway, the more it comes down, the better.
And finally, Katie's dream hasn't croaked, so they reckon that. Katie Taylor could fight in Croke Park, the big fight that she wants to do next summer.
I think people should move heaven and earth to make that happen for her.
Yes. Croke Park bosses want to grant Katie Taylor's dream of fighting in the famous stadium, and it could happen as early as next summer. So be some home crowd for her.
That would be absolutely mad, yeah. That would imagine the lights peeping down and swirling around everywhere.
That would be the equivalent of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
To us.
The Katie Bowl.
Imagine.
Would be deadly. Let me get you some German.
So this is a little story. It's a nice story here from Göttingen in Lower Saxony in Germany.
Okay.
So a little,
Göttingen.
Little girl. A court has allowed this little girl to change her name by deed poll after she was mocked mercilessly.
That's not easy to say, clearly.
By her classless mates. But the bullying got too much for this little girl, and her parents finally applied to city officials in Göttingen to officially change her name, because they christened her the lovely name of Alexa.
Afterwards?
No, just as the tech stuff was kind of launching.
Oh, her name was Alexa, okay.
Her name was Alexa, so by the time she got to school and she's 6 or 7, and everyone's going, Alexa, funny joke, Alexa, Alexa.
I'm sure that stops after a week, though, no?
No. Because all these kids go home and some of them have Alexas at home, and it's like, oh, there's a girl in my class called Alexa, I must do this, it'd be hilarious, she's never heard that before. So poor little Alexa, because I think it's a gorgeous name. It's just like, you know, when a name gets ruined, like,
I know,
the name Karen, not so gorgeous, but like the name is ruined now.
Well, I never knew lovely Karens, you know, until that thing came out.
I know, I've definitely met some nice Karens.
Yeah,
lovely Karens.
So Alexa, play something good, right? Yeah, I understand.
So they turned down the first child who wanted to change the name and said nine. And then the court told how children would give their daughters Alexa commands to in the playground. They recalled how one unknown man, after overhearing their daughter's name, cruelly jeered, Alexa, dance for me. Oh, big man. Big man.
How old is little Alexa here now?
6.
Ah, come on.
6. And you like, it's one thing, playground stuff, but come on.
Well, even playground stuff would get a bit annoying. Like,
it not, would be, yeah.
Like, poor Alexa just wants, wondering why her friends keep making fun of her name.
So it's not cool. Anyway, so she's changed her name. But so does that mean the name Alexa has been wiped out? So when tech people are coming up with names, they shouldn't use any name that...
It is very similar to, you know, Alex or Alexandra or loads of other longer versions. So you kind of would wonder, why did they give it such a human name?
It must be something to do with the way it sounds, because it sounds like nothing else. There's no other normal word in the language. Like,
is it
Alexa?
When you're telling the technology to do something, no matter what language you speak, Alexa is very, I'm sure there's some gone off now that we're doing this. It's very, like, you can't mix that name.
Court officials agreed that the girl had been emotionally burdened by her name and gave the parents permission to choose a new one. The court found the name is not only apt to form a pun, but rather invites the issuing of insulting and demanding orders and demeaning orders. Local media did not report what her new name is because...
Oh, I wanted to know. I was like, what changed it? Alex.
Siri.
Yeah, like even Siri, like no matter what way your accent sounds, the phone won't... Siri. Alexa. It's very... No matter where you're from.
I can't stand the robot voice, the male or female robot voice from TikTok.
Yeah, it's a bit
I
weird.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't use them.
It reminds me of one of my favourite jokes, and it's about a little German fella.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you my little German fella joke?
I don't believe you have.
I love this. And don't worry, it's not going to offend anybody, right? So this little German fella is born, and he never said anything. The parents are a bit worried about it, and he's like, he hasn't said anything. And he gets to one, and he still hasn't said a word. And then he gets to two and three. They bring him to the doctor, and the doctor says, no, we've examined his vocal cords. He seems fine. Some kids just take a while to get going on the talk, and don't worry about it. And then he gets to, he's about seven.
Still
and,
nothing?
No. And they're going, what is going on? And they give him a bowl of soup, and they're very worried at this stage. And he's eating his soup.
Soup got to do with
and he goes, oh, it's very hot.
Oh.
And they went, oh, Otto, you've spoken for the first time. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, well, how come it's taken you this long to say anything? He goes, until now, everything has been satisfactory.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
All right. I'll tell you. He's on the Ray app. Shawn Mendes is the most eligible bachelor in music, and he's put himself on the marketplace. If you're on the Raya, which is,
on the Raya.
Which is the dating app for celebrities.
I don't even know how you officially get onto the Raya. Do you have to get a recommendation from someone? No, I was on it for a while.
It comes days after his ex-girlfriend Camila Cabello was pictured hand in hand with the founder of another matchmaking app.
Joanne McNally met her Irish boyfriend on Raya.
Did she?
She did.
Right, so how did she get on there? Because she's famous, right? So
she's Vicar Street.
One of the biggest comedians come out of the country in the last couple of years.
Say I've done 200 Vicar Streets in a row.
She's done 200 Vicar Streets?
I'm slightly exaggerating. Yeah, no, not really, though.
No, because they had balloons for Tommy Turner when he did that. No, she hasn't done, but she's on her way to it. Anyway, so yeah, he's on there. So they split up last November after 2 years together, and he's now romancing, she's now romancing the CEO of Locks Club, which is similar to Raya.
Okay.
So he's...
People with ridiculously high standards.
He's going with the competition.
Getcha. Right. Megan Thee Stallion, she was the guest host on the Jimmy Fallon show last night. She showed the audience she's just like the rest of us normal people by fangirling over Bill Murray.
We're hanging out with three-time Grammy-winning music superstar and my co-host for tonight, the one and only Megan Thee Stallion. Traumazine is out at midnight tonight, and we have a special guest appearance.
Yes, Foe!
I also saw a photo you got with Bill Murray at one of the Oscar parties.
Yes.
I was like, do you know Bill? You know Bill?
Oh, I was going to make sure I knew him that day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You're like, I need a picture with Bill.
It was so random. I was like by Tracy Ellis Ross, Chloe Bailey, a bunch of other cool people, and like Bill Murray is just like walking by, and I'm like,
hold on.
Y'all, I'm going to get this picture with Bill Murray. I'm going to be right back.
He's the best, man.
I just ran up on him and I'm like, Bill Murray, can I take a picture? I don't know if he knew who I was.
Yeah, he does.
Where are you going?
He's probably heard of her.
Megan Thee Stallion's brand new album is called Traumazine. It's out now, and she told Jimmy about the themes.
I just want to talk about how I really feel and get more personal with my hotties. Because I feel like everybody knows me, and they have like a perception of me based on probably what other people say or what they see on the internet or, just...
Yeah.
It's something that's probably not me at all. And I feel like this time around, I wanted to, like, let everybody in my head and, like, form their own opinion based off of my story. I wanted to take control of my own narrative.
Oh, a good idea.
We've all been there.
Millie Bobby Brown, apparently this is great. She's been talking about the art of eating scenes. She's revealed she pretends to eat food while she's on camera, as you'll be eating the same food for 12 hours otherwise.
Because there's other takes.
So that's why you see, you see Tony Soprano. He never gets
to eat the ice cream, did he?
But he gets to move, he moves the food around. Americans, when they're on TV, they're always just moving it around.
Also, like, all that stuff aside, to be an actor and eat, it's not exactly like people like listening to other people eating.
Yes.
So to be able to eat but not be annoying, it's quite difficult.
Well, here's what she said anyway.
Because you're doing it for 12 hours, so usually what you do is you just get like a little bucket beside you and you can just spit into it after every take, or sometimes during the take. But most of the time I just go and then just pretend I'm eating, which always kind of works. But other than that, yeah, you just start to feel really nauseous. It's horrible. And whatever you choose to eat on that plate, you're eating for 12 hours. So usually I always choose like a salad or a fruit.
Mm.
It works.
Yeah, I'd eat mango for 12 hours. Although I don't know if that'd be good for you.
Watermelon.
Hi.
If I had to... Watermelon rocks.
You're spitting pips for a month.
You can get those kind of pipless ones now. Have you seen that?
How do they get the pips out?
I don't know. They genetically grow them so they don't have pips.
I saw a thing the other day that you stick into the end of a strawberry and you pull out the green bit.
Oh, yeah.
It looks very suspect if you have a strawberry stuck in the end of it. Don't Google it, maybe. But
right.
I don't know what it's called, but like I'd put it up there.
What's the name of that when you take the green bit out of a strawberry?
DC? No, the seeds are...
We should know, of all people.
We don't care what you say! TV Guide with Podgy!
Podgy's TV Guide is the TV Guide you deserve.
What you talking about?
What to give, thank you, and what to swear. What's the starty, Podgy?
Oh, I did the starty moment!
I am the Monkey King.
I go down and be clear up.
Yep. How are you staying cool, Podge? Because I know your house has no natural air conditioning.
Yeah, it also has no window, so I'm grand. Just blow it open, you know. Let the air run through it. Then in the winter, board it up. You have to have a system, Jim. I'm not an animal.
Not far off.
This is the guide when you should be outside.
So it is too warm to be watching telly. Let's just start.
Yeah, let's start with that. So you might be watching some of this on your phone while your kids are running around the beach. Trainwreck on Netflix. My God, lads, everyone was talking about this. Woodstock 99. They tried to recreate Woodstock, but my God, did they get it wrong.
I heard Eamon in our office the other day raving about this.
Woodstock 99.
It was going to be the biggest party on the planet. But that's not what any of us remember it for.
What the hell happened?
It felt like a crowd that could turn at any time.
It was like this unleashing. All this energy.
There was no control.
The environment was just very male ego.
I started seeing large groups of dudes surrounding women.
There was a lack of respect.
How not to run a festival. Lads, anything that ends with they set fire to it is not a good end.
Right.
It's mad. A three-parter. If you do want some light relief, lads, and you can get it to work, Darren and Joe's Free Gaff Season 2 is on the RTE Play All.
I like those guys.
What you pouring the gas down for, man?
Are we going to get the deposit back?
You have 2 weeks, lads. That's all I'm giving you.
We're in the middle of a housing crisis.
Doesn't sound ideal.
Honey, I'm home.
Shut up, Willius.
I know what to do.
400 scratch cards, please.
How do you think that we're going to pay that back?
You okay, pal?
Darren and Joe's Free Gaff is back.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah, Jesus!
What could be better than a Free Gaff?
Stream now on RTE Player.
Oh, you will?
Oh, you will, yeah.
Even the trailer makes me laugh.
Yeah. They're good lads.
They're funny.
They are funny lads. I'll be giving that a major, major gooch. Disney Plus have overtaken Netflix in its subscriber list. They're the biggest in the world.
There is an ad version of Disney Plus coming.
So if it's $10.99 without the ads, it's $7.99 with the ads kind of thing. You know, you pay $3 extra.
Yeah, some great stuff on Disney Plus.
Well, you know, if you're a Star Wars fan, you cannot do without it really now, yeah. Can you? And if you're a fan of general sci-fi, you will love Prey on Disney Plus.
Why do you want to hunt?
Because you all think that I can't.
saw a sign in the sky. I'm ready. Mamoy Nita.
That's a lot of teeth. Well, that's scary.
That's scary. So is this a prequel or a sequel to Predator?
This is, people are calling it the best ever Predator picture.
What?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, people are disagreeing with them as well, but people are calling it that. If you're into the Predator, you have to watch it. That's on Disney Plus right now.
Oh, okay. So it's on Hulu.
Prey just set new world records on Hulu and Disney Plus. There you go. There is a new series starting on Sunday at 9 o'clock. It's the fella who wrote Him and Whore and Mum. Do you remember that program? It's called Marriage and it stars Sean Bean.
Why was it so hard to ask him if he could do me a jacket potato?
I can't believe we're having an argument about jacket potatoes.
27 years on Thursday.
No, don't.
Everything that's happened, huh? Good times, bad times.
You need to let me help you.
How was your meeting with Jamie?
You've invented this entire situation. I won't be controlled by your jealousy.
Nicola Walker is the female lead, and she's great in everything, isn't she?
She's brilliant, yeah.
And on Monday, lads, on BBC Three, there's a new series called Red Rose from the people who made Sex Education for Netflix.
Oh!
This looks really funny.
Exams are over, no more being college!
Greetings, all.
Where were we?
Getting inebriated, I believe. Oh.
Rosh have grown up together.
Going to Becky Fox's party.
Is it all right if Rosh comes too? It is a £10 door charge. Not a charity case.
How's it feel to be free of exams? I'm proud of you.
You still hang out with your mates from school?
Are you okay, Rosh?
I'm just missing out.
Good.
Now, there's eight of them. They're on BBC Three on Monday night, but after the fourth one plays on Monday, all eight of them are on the iPlayer if you have a way of getting the iPlayer to work.
Get that VPN fired up, baby.
Exactamundo, you know it, Nobby.
Shark Surf.
That's actually a horror, so just in case you think it's going to be laughs and kicks, it's not.
It's, oh.
It's kind of a comedy horror.
That's the funny bit before it all goes pear-shaped.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Pigeons for the weekend. Lads.
Yeah.
Somewhere loving. Happened so fast.
Oh.
Somewhere Loving had me a blast.
God bless her.
God rest our R.I.P. Olivia Newton-John. They're playing Grease on Channel 4 on Saturday night at 5 to 6. Give it the go.
Give it the go, honey.
Good luck to you, Podge.
Give it good luck to you, honey.
Good luck to you, honey. The strawberry.
Good luck to you.
Thanks, Podge.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. 10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Sinead's on a holidays a little bit longer than the rest of us because she is a school teacher. Hello.
When do you go back, Sinead?
Well, I'm actually back next week for a summer camp, but we're back fully in September, 31st of August.
Okie doke.
So we've had a nice long break, enjoying the sunshine.
So you are.
What kind of things do people say to teachers about the holidays where you kind of silently roll your eyes?
Oh, it's non-stop grief, no.
Is it?
You work hard all year.
Nobby can't mention teachers, but the holiday thing always comes up and he's like, oh yeah, well you had 3 months off, don't you?
If I was a teacher, I'd probably say, well, you try dealing with 30
there you go.
Tiny people every day. You'd need 2 or 3 months off as well.
Do you miss them? Do you miss being asked questions? Miss?
That's why I need these 10 questions, you know?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Exactly. Okay. Right, well, let's get down to business and see how you do. Best of luck, Sinead.
Thank you.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What kind of sandwiches does Paddington Bear love?
Marmalade.
Who collaborated with Calvin Harris on his song One Kiss?
Dua Lipa.
What kids' TV show features six puppies in Adventure Bay?
Paw Patrol.
What are the names of the books where you have to find a guy in a red and white striped top?
Where's Wally?
True or false, Harry Styles owns Elton John's New York apartment?
True.
Who plays the character of 11 in Stranger Things?
Maddie something. I don't know.
Kabul is the capital of which country?
Moldova.
What does the T stand for in the rail system here called DART?
Transport.
Kieran Culkin plays Roman Roy in which TV series?
No idea.
Oh, he's brilliant in two. And then what year did Dublin City Bikes launch? 2009 or 2011?
2009,
you say?
I'd go with that too.
That's correct.
Is it correct? Yeah. I lost a few questions in the cloud this morning. Sorry.
Oh, gee, you had them and you lost them.
Yeah, they went up into the cloud there somewhere.
Okay.
It was nice playing along.
So you don't know the answers, Nobby?
I don't even know the
answers.
Interesting.
Right, no. Here we go. Well, is there any answers? That you, so the first four were bang on. Marmalade, sandwiches, Dua Lipa, Paw Patrol.
Be there on the double.
And where's Wally? They call it Where's Waldo in America for some reason. I don't know why.
Ah, they do all kinds of strange things there.
So who plays the character of 11 in Stranger Things?
I don't watch it. Millie Bobby Brown,
isn't it?
Millie Bobby Brown, yeah.
Okay, all right. Keep going.
She's going out with Bon Jovi's son.
All right.
Oh.
His name is Jake Bon Jovi.
That's
his real name.
What was wrong with Jake Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi's a stage name. Okay. So Kabul is the capital of...
Afghanistan.
Yes.
Ah.
The T in DART.
Dublin Area Rapid Transit.
Transit's correct.
Oh.
Kieran Culkin, Roman Roy
Succession.
In Succession. And it was 2009 that the Dublin City Bikes first launched.
You were one of the first people who was telling me all about them. Right, so a grand score. I wish I was able to help there.
You got five.
Sinead.
Five today, Sinead, yeah.
Okay,
five.
Thank you.
little red pen for you to circle.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks a million.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Very hard questions. Red sweaty emoji face.
Oh, dear.
Even I knew the answers to them.
So if you've got 10, let me know. It's a strawberry alarm clock. It's up before us do it.
Lil Nas.
It's time for Showbiz News. FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So Kieran Culkin, he has 7 brothers and sisters.
Of one who is...
One is, yeah.
Kevin.
7. And before them are actors.
10 children.
Yeah. Kieran Culkin was chatting to Stephen Colbert about the filming of Succession, and he couldn't say anything. It's like the time they were asking Ewan McGregor about Obi-Wan, and so you can't talk about it, but you're on a talk show.
Don't want to spoil it for anyone.
So here's what happened.
I didn't. You back? You know, his.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to even say either.
You can say that.
Probably.
What? Probably.
I'll say that I get mad at me if I even say that. I don't know. In scripts so far, I have not seen him. No, that's not true. Maybe I have.
So he's definitely back.
So he's maybe back, but he's also maybe not back. How about that?
You've been like Croatia.
We did Croatia. Croatia was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And can you tell me any place that you're going special this year?
I specifically cannot.
You specifically cannot.
I asked today. I was like, oh, are we shooting in there? Like, don't say anything.
Okay.
Who cares? It's a location where we're shooting.
But... Okay, exactly. But that you can't give away the location,
yeah,
even though I know where it is.
And even though you know, I know,
and you know because you told my producer before you asked. Whether
That's
you can
true.
Tell anybody.
That's true. So are you going to...
It's a lot of pressure, I'd imagine.
Yeah, you can get into serious trouble. You have to sign all sorts of things. Angus Cloud is on the front cover of Variety magazine, The Power of Young Hollywood. He plays Fezco in Euphoria, and he spoke about his life being similar to that of the multiverse of Doctor Strange.
It's just a trip, you feel me? I just never would have... Like, I never would have thought I'd be anywhere like this. I don't know, it's like... A dream, or it's not my dream. It's like I'm in a dream, like you know what I'm saying. I just seen Doctor Strange. I'm like, it's like, you know, it's like the multiverse. I'm like, this is the universe where I'm an actor.
All right, yeah,
catch it, yeah.
It's a trip, all right.
The Power of Young Hollywood party is currently happening in America. Variety are hosting it. Brooklyn Beckham was talking about having to navigate the press. You don't want to upset them. You sometimes need them. Sometimes you probably want them to leave you alone.
I think, you know, there's always going to be people who say not the nicest of things. But I think you just have to just don't read it too much. Don't read the comments. Just kind of, you know, I'm married. We do our own thing. We're very happy. So we just kind of, we don't listen to that kind of stuff.
He says things like his dad.
He does.
He's inherited his dad's voice. And his mother's singing voice. God bless him. Halle Berry has been chatting about starring in the new live-action movie of The Little Mermaid.
Ooh.
Well, what I really appreciate about Rob and just his spirit in general and casting me is really just he lets me be me. When it comes to singing and my vocals, I just sing as myself, and I kind of find that passion and gumption deep within me and Ariel's story and just kind of sing it that way, sing it my way. And I'm grateful that they just were open to that.
She's not the mermaid though, sure she's not?
Well, she's Ariel, she said.
Oh, she's Ariel's the mermaid. Yeah.
Is she the mermaid?
Has she got fins or not?
Is she the mermaid's friend?
She could be the mermaid's friend.
I can't remember.
She could help the mermaids out when they're busy.
Sorry to all my friends who are Little Mermaid freaks. I don't remember the Little Mermaid. I can't remember the movie.
Mermaid, red hair, Ariel... lobster.
Yeah.
Dad with the beard. A bit like Gandalf, but underwater.
I don't remember him.
His beard doesn't move in the water as well. It's a bit weird.
Oh, no.
He's underwater with the beard.
No, I don't remember it.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Well, you should go watch the movie, so.
I think so. Yeah.
Come and see.
Goat was yesterday removed from the 50-foot throne. They took him down from the little sort of temporary.
How did they get him up onto that? Is it a crane?
They probably do a cherry picker type thing, bring him up there. Every year. So he's crowned he's the king goat, and for, you know, a long, long time this festival has been going on. But yesterday the heat was just too big, so they had to bring him down. Otherwise, he would have been very unwell.
Could have put a little gazebo over him, although that would probably just be very warm.
Yeah, it does seem very strange to put an animal up 50 foot in the air and leave it there for 2 days.
It is in how much we love animals and what they give us in many ways. And yeah, like... 3 days up there.
So a lot of people, it's because it's silly season, so a lot of people went with this as their kind of front page this morning. So we were looking at some of the best headlines.
Go on then.
Nanny State was one of the smaller headlines. Too Hot to Trot, and a picture of the goat.
Little trotters on him, yeah.
I don't have the name of the goat actually yet. The Goat Escape, King Puck taken down from the festival cage because it's too hot.
Let's just call him Ronaldo. Let's keep things simple.
King Puck, that's what they're calling him. It's Two Puck King Hot. And For Puck Sake.
I like that one the most.
Yeah, there's some good ones. I'm not too sure of the history of the festival. It's a very ancient one.
I presume now, like, he just gets down, they give him a little drink of water, and he's grand.
No, I don't think they eat him right like that. Probably back in the day, they
might get a bit of cheese out of him.
They cook him at the end, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a nice outcome in 2022.
No. But, you know, there's lots of festivals like this all around Europe, and they're very ancient. They go back a long time.
Why do they use a goat pinata?
It's not the same, though, is it?
You know,
it's Puck Fair.
Yeah, but you can...
What's that? Pinata.
Bait the head off, but it's just a pinata.
I thought he's the king. You're supposed to respect the king. He has a crown and everything.
Okay.
Bait the head off him.
Okay.
Did you see that woman?
No, I don't mean him.
Did you see that woman? There's a pinata thing at some party, I think in America, and this woman's blindfolded and she knocks the thing down and then she knocks down the rope and then she's swinging again. But this other elderly lady comes forward and says, no, like to pick the thing up, and doesn't realise she's right in the firing range, and she gets whacked in the side of the head.
Be careful out there. It might be that you're swinging around at. Jay-Z and Kanye West need to watch their back because Lou Theroux is not going away with this whole jiggle jiggle. He's now getting more involved. He's in a late night London diner. It's heading at the moment for 300,000 views on YouTube.
He released it with the band. Yeah, it sounds really good.
The original part is 20 years old. He went to, from that episode where he went to Weird Weekends. That was a different kind of show he was doing back then.
Yeah, so he performed it live on a pirate station in London. And they said, you need to rap by the end of the week. And he was like, I can't rap. And so he came up with that as a joke. And it kind of, like, everyone saw it and went, oh yeah, grand. And then it somehow came up again on, you know, TikTok or something.
Yeah,
and
it was TikTok,
It just went viral. Everyone's into it now. People sing it at parties and stuff.
He's saying now he hopes to make some jiggle jiggle from it all.
Yeah, it falls. And Mark Zuckerberg has a bot that was released last week in the States. It's going to be released soon here on Meta.
What does it do?
So it's AI technology, and it's used all different people's conversations to be able to talk.
Okay.
So they've asked him, what do you think of Mark Zuckerberg? And they said, oh, I don't like him at all. He's a bit creepy.
He is a bit creepy.
He's a bit manipulative.
But his company is, anyway.
And he's a millionaire and he wears the same T-shirt all the time.
I like that about him. I don't mind that now.
That's a big thing people do. I won't go into it now, but it's a thing. Anyway, and then they asked him, what do you think of Facebook? Oh, Facebook, I don't like it. I felt much better since I got rid of Facebook.
But they created this robot.
This AI robot is saying, yeah.
We all feel like that.
Facebook's weird. Nobody uses it anymore.
And now it just tells me about birthdays.
Encourage people to shut down their Facebook. Their life will improve.
Oh, dear.
It's like, shut up. Now, the bot also said that Donald Trump was still in power and that his election was rigged.
Could be a future predicting bot. Jim.
Yeah, so.
It might be able to predict the future. You never know.
DJ Barbecue is in the house. He knows everything about everything to do with barbecue, and a meat free now. I believe you've done a few meat free things too.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday's demos were I did vegan, but I'm going meat for the rest of the week.
Yeah. That's okay, what you're famous for.
There's room for everything. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, man.
So Big Grill is on again in Harbour Park this weekend. Every time it's on, you bring the sunshine here, so thanks for that.
Oh, it's okay. I think one time I brought some liquid sunshine, but this week is just incredible. And it was like, it was packed yesterday.
Yeah,
we did an evening one yesterday. We're doing another evening one tonight. And then you got all day Saturday, two sessions, and then Sunday. And then we got Ray Mears coming over on Sunday. Like,
wow.
One of the top foragers in the world.
Yeah.
That's a big, big name.
Yeah.
Big guests. Some of the best food we've ever had there.
And the weather's guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's the weather changes on Monday. So, like...
Yeah, I mean, I'd say Ireland is weird because when it comes to barbecues, we don't necessarily get the best weather, but we do have the best produce.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, some of the best meats. I mean, look what the animals eat over here. They just eat the most gorgeous grasses and flowers. And, you know, I love Irish beef and just love all the produce here. And we're cooking it up with chefs from Brazil, from America, you know, all over Europe and Australia. I mean, they bring in the top chefs from the planet to come to Dublin. But I think a lot of chefs love coming to Dublin. That's one of the reasons.
Well, I mean, like, if it wasn't a great place, we're all in the mood to have a bit of a party as well. So, like, bring it on.
Yeah. Well, the party started yesterday.
Yeah. So I'm going to hit you with some quick fire ones.
Okay.
Get you going. Best sandwich ever in the world, DJ Barbecue.
Okay, the best sandwich in the world is my open-faced turkey sandwich or chicken. So whenever I do a roast meal. I get some bread and I take all off the carcass, all the turkey or the chicken, and whatever gravy's left over, I heat that up and I kind of re-moisturize all that meat and I throw it in the gravy with any kind of veg that was sitting over. So whatever's leftovers, I put it into a big pot of gravy and then I pour all that on top of the two pieces of bread. I never put them together. Oh. I just use a fork and knife.
Like an open
sandwich. Gravy goes into the it's kind of a truck stop meal you have in America.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to bring it over here because it's one of my I mean it looks messy, but it tastes phenomenal.
No, you're trying to waste very little food as well, don't you?
Yeah, there we go.
I've seen people use a piece of batch bread. Do you know batch bread?
No, I don't know what batch bread is.
Wow.
Tell me, because I mean, I know you guys are culinary kings.
Okay, so
there's this company called Brennan's.
Yeah, so they make regular, you know, sliced pan, but then there's this thing called batch bread, and that is our number one.
It's different. It's
batch kind of, bread.
That means an awful lot to us.
I don't think there's more gluten in it. It's chewier. It makes the best toast. It's pretty good.
Oh, man, it's all about that chew.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, in the cab here, I found out about funeral soup, and that just sounds like the most delicious stuff ever.
I know who you've been talking to. Crossy. Right, the best marinade.
Okay, so my favorite marinade is my dad's, and it's the cheapest bottle of Italian dressing. You know, we grew up East Coast, it was fresh meat. It wasn't dry age, you know. My dad was a greeting card salesman for Hallmark, and he would get a bottle of wishbone, or you can get like Paul Newman, other kind of Italian dressing.
Yeah,
it's basically, you know, vinegar and oil and some herbs. And my dad would marinate skirt, flank, those kind of tougher steaks, you know, overnight. And then that just flashed on the grill. That, to me, is the taste of home.
Mecca.
Yeah, it's the easiest marinade.
Yeah, that's very easy, yeah. Can't come with. The best ever side.
Oh, gosh, man.
Yeah.
There's
no problem with sandwich.
Let's reel things out first of all. Is coleslaw out, or is that a good side?
Oh, no, I love my coleslaw. You know, we've just written a new book, and it's come out. It's called Fire Feast. Other books are available.
Yeah.
No, not right now.
A smoked orange slaw. So a classic kind of slaw, but we smoke oranges in there, and that's been like really getting me excited. I love a slaw. I love crunch. You know, you got to have that texture. You want to have a bit of tang, a little bit of sweet. It's all about balancing flavors. But yeah, my favorite side is going to be just chips. I love potatoes or day old baked potatoes. So I love, like, when I'm cooking barbecue, you know, when my fires are kind of going out and I've done all the food for everybody, I throw a little spuds in the cooker.
Oh, yes.
And then, you know, next day I've got these day-old baked potatoes, which make really good hash or make good home fries or make really good chips. I mean, I had Tom Care. I know Madonna and Marco Pierre White told me to quit name dropping. But, Tom Carriage's crew, who look after his books and stuff, they said that my chips are better than his.
Whoa.
And they're made from, so he triple cooks his potatoes.
Right.
I just double cook them. So I bake them first. My dad taught me that. And the next day, you've got just these day-old baked potatoes that make great chips, home fries, whatever. You can grate them and make a little hash cake. It's killer.
And Tom Carriage's crew are now fired.
I'm not saying names, man.
We're going to get somebody to give you a loaf of batch bread.
Please.
Yeah.
Put your chips in the batch bread and make
it
a chip sandwich.
A batch chip buddy.
That's what you need to do.
With gravy.
With the gravy, yeah.
For people who aren't into gas, and I'm putting my hands up there, it's got to be cold. Where do you get the best coals from?
I always say try to buy locally. I've heard people say it's not that easy over here, but I know there are some charcoal makers. And the thing is about buying locally, a Woodlands that pays is a Woodlands that stays, because you manage the Woodlands and coppicing and looking after that. So it's just always try to find a local one. The best charcoal makers that I know are over in the Cotswolds, and they're called Woodland Flame. It's an ex-thatcher. He thatched for like 20 years. Okay. So he distills the wood almost like whiskey.
Okay.
So he retains the wood note flavor. So they do really good stuff. I just try to stay away from the stuff that's coming in from rainforest destroying, you know, guys over in Africa. Just don't buy that stuff. Try to buy locally or buy sustainable. That's what I say. And always buy lump wood.
Yes.
Because that would just is proper. Or just make your own charcoal. Like a lot of, you know, when we cook at festivals, we just did a camp festival before I got here. And we were doing 1,000 burgers a day. We did a whole leg of cow every day, you know, roasted. And we would make our charcoal fresh. So we always cook the wood down and then, and that way you retain the wood note flavors, that sweet wood note flavor.
Cool. When you're walking around the festival, what are you seeing? What everyone else is doing? What's catching your eye that you like to look up?
Well, I think it was the last thing I ate. I mean, is the birria tacos. I don't know if you know what a birria taco is. So it's like five different chilies, and then you cook like brisket or beef shoulder, just some kind of frontal beef muscle that needs to be slow cooked. And then you shred it all up in this big vat of just this kind of sauce, this broth. And then you take your tortillas and you dip half of it into the broth. And then you fry that up with some cheese and beef and you fold them over. Yeah, but I do it with beer. So I really call them birria tacos.
You just added an extra level.
So you'll be doing demos as well if people want to watch you. There's always a good crowd whenever you're on stage with your little Britney Spears microphone.
Yeah, well, yesterday, you know, usually it's kind of a mellow opening. Man, we did the chili eating contest last night, and it was standing room only. You know, that whole field was packed from the main stage. And we had two people win, so they won their, you know, if you win, you get like 50 euros to spend at the festival. Cool. And it was a guy called Joey who I don't think knew what he was doing up there. I think he had a couple. And then this lovely woman from Nigeria who I don't think those chilies touched the sides. And she had the Guinness World Record chili, the Carolina Reaper, you know, which is at 2 million Scoville scales. And considering, to put that in perspective, a Padron pepper is 500, a jalapeno is 2,500 to 8,000, and then we finished on a 2 million Scoville scale.
Wow. You've had that. What happens to you when you eat that?
Okay, so I did a thing in London where I went to the three hottest menu restaurants in the country, and I next day I had to go to Wembley and host a motocross race. I was 5 hours late for rehearsals because I was balled up in the fetal position in the bathroom, just hating my life. Hating, I was cursing my body. Like, why did you do that? Be careful.
For science.
Just what I tell everybody is just don't do the competition unless you don't have to go to work the next day. Because you're going to be in bits.
Okay.
You're going to hate yourself.
I love chilies, but I only when my scalp starts to tingle.
My scalp was tingling watching them. And then I stupidly shook one of their hands, and they're all wearing gloves.
No.
You know? And the one thing you got to do is always wash your hands.
No.
And I went and shook the hand, and I'm like, and I know, because I'm just talking and with the mic, and I'm thinking, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Yeah. If you've ever been there, if you know, you know.
Well, you know, because we sometimes, like, the spittle comes off their mouth because I'm interviewing them all the time, and it hits my microphone, and then I go to the microphone to talk, and all of a sudden my lips are on fire. And that's just from sharing a microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a tough job, man.
There could be worse places.
That's tough.
DJ Barbecue is in the house at Herbert Park all weekend at the Big Grill. Thank you for dropping by.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers, it's been a pleasure.
Good to see you again.
Go fast and take chances. We'll see you at Herbert Park.
You know, Bingo Loco is has totally taken bingo as we traditionally knew bingo and turned it on its head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is an ex-DJ who decided at 30 to become a priest who is getting people in Naples, teenagers, to go to Mass.
It's not Mass Loco, is it?
That's a good name. I trademarked
Mass
that.
Loco!
Mass Loco!
Who wants the Eucharist?
So, the thing is called Ray for Christ. It's organised by Don Michelle Madonna. He was a DJ.
That's a cool name.
DJ at 30 decided, I'm going to go to the cloth, set up a Facebook page of all places to do it. Now, not everyone's happy with this. Some people are obviously very upset.
Well, you just flip over because it takes 7 years to become a priest, doesn't it?
Yeah, you've got to do a lot of theology and everything there. Yeah. I don't know about fast-track in Italy. Like,
so he was training to be a priest, but he was a bit of a DJ himself, bud.
A bit of a DJ himself, bud, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
He used to be up on a stage, altar, does microphone.
Throw your hands in the air if you do care.
Exactly. Body of Christ. Pope Francis rings him.
Get out.
He says, this is great.
Are you doing a gig?
No, he said, this is great. You're getting young people to go to Mass.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's basically Christian music that's been remixed. So it's not Mass as we know it. It is a bit like going to a rave. But
that's what the Killers are. Killers are a Christian band. Listen to all their songs. They're all about Jesus.
Yeah.
They're all about Jesus. I only read that recently. I was like, no, they're not. Oh, they are.
And they've obsessed far less people.
They really are.
So it's Ray for Christ, if you want to check it out. And he couldn't believe it when Pope Francis himself rang to say, the Holy Father's phone call was of a private nature. So we don't know what was said. But Don Madonna, bit of a DJ himself, bud.
Doesn't that sound like a complete spoof story that somebody tells you on a plane? Oh, yeah, I used to be a DJ. Now I'm a priest. I'm getting people to come to Mass again. And my name is kind of unbelievable. Was it Raimondo?
Don Michelle Madonna.
So that sounds like a fake name in a hotel.
I used to be an altar boy. I turned into a DJ.
You know, the Pope rang me. Pope rang me, yeah. Told me I was great. Yeah. Did he? Wow.
Anyway, I think we're landing now.
That's class.
True story. I wouldn't make it up.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.